And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis and the very late Patty Fink, who will be with us next week. She's on her way.
Man, that's late.
That is late.
It's really late.
That's very, very late. Patty, you know, she's been getting later and later. Our guest today is Candy Markham, our community counselor, and we'll be talking with Candy right after this pledge break, brought to you by Lauren Landis.
It's that time of year again. It is pledge drive. We need you to give us a call and help us keep running the station. More importantly, keep Lambda Weekly running. You've listened all these years. I know you like what you listen to. We hear it all the time through various mediums. So give us a call at 972-647-1893.
One medium that you never heard it through is a medium.
Is a meeting?
A medium.
A medium.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, maybe you have.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we got all kinds. As usual, we have great premiums.
Ooh, Lauren. I listen to Lambda Weekly. So we need you to call in a pledge to keep us on the airwaves or however it is that you're listening to us. 972-647-1893. Josh and Doc are standing by waiting to pick up that phone, which doesn't have a green light flashing yet, so call us so that we have a green light flashing, and the phone light will be flashing so that our guests, whenever they see
fun.
It, go, oh, what's going on? What's going on? 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893, a number that after 20 years I finally have committed to memory.
Finally have memorized. And we still have some great KNOM premiums.
We do. We're not out of them yet.
No, not yet. That would be a really good problem to have. Mm-hmm. So why don't you
call
them?
The new KNON t-shirt, if you don't have one, but like me, have a drawer full of black and white and black and gray and white on black and black on white ones and blue on white ones. We now have a black on green one.
So you must have that to complete the ensemble.
You have to.
Yes.
972-647-1893. Phone is ringing. Good. Candy, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here again.
Always a pleasure to have you.
Always.
Thank you.
We just want to start. Patty is not here because Aaron's mom died this week.
Yeah, so condolences sent, much love sent to Aaron and her family.
Yeah,
yes.
And we know they're listening on the internet, and so, you know, Aaron, we do send our love to you.
Yes.
But that brings up an interesting little topic that I want to start off by talking about. When Therese O'Donnell, the interim assistant city manager, was here on the show with us a couple of months ago, she was telling the story about how when her partner gave birth to their first daughter, she wanted to take off some FMLA leave, family medical leave.
Sure.
Because it's one of those things, when a mom gives birth, the dad can take off. You just can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teresa's name is not on the birth certificate since it was her partner who gave birth, and Teresa was denied the leave.
You mean they looked at her birth certificate?
Probably not.
Yes, probably not.
Probably not. It was just
assumed.
At the time, it was just
two
assumed.
Women.
It's two women. Your wife had a baby, so.
So it doesn't count.
They've changed that now with the city.
Oh, good.
With that new ordinance that was passed a couple of months ago, they started looking into where is the inequality and where are things that we can change that will make things equal. Now, the Family Medical Leave Act, it's like, well, you're costing the city money. No, it means that I'm going to take off. You're not going to even have to pay me. So what she's actually doing is saving the city money by taking
right.
off that week.
But even if it did cost money,
mm-hmm.
it costs money for everyone.
Yes.
It's just the cost of being a city business.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
That to me is a very weak argument.
It is a weak argument, but it was one they were able to change without city council approval, or they had to get finally, I guess, city council approval. It was one they were able to change so easily because they didn't have to even justify the money.
Good. Good.
You know, there's always that argument
right,
about
right.
justifying
that
the money.
In, right.
And there was none. Well, anyway, after Aaron's mom died this week, Patty just called her company. She said, I need to take some bereavement time. Patty works from home a lot of the time, and so she was able to work remotely from, you know, Louisiana as easily as she could from Dallas.
Sure.
Aaron had already been given family medical leave for her own mom, which turns into bereavement time, I'm assuming. And we said to the city, well, what about bereavement time? And they went, oops. Because if a man's mother-in-law, his wife's mother died, you get off to go
yes,
to the funeral.
Yes, he'd want to be there, yeah.
When your partner's mother died, well, under this policy, you don't get off.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about that. How is this fair?
Well, of course, you know it's not fair, yeah. but I think more than that, it's why would people, whether they're employees or employers, look for ways to deny people a courtesy, just a human courtesy? But they do. They go to great lengths to say yes to some and no to others. That's just mean-spirited in my mind.
Oh, I totally agree. I think it's just another dig to their stamp of disapproval on your relationship.
But what does this do to somebody?
Which side? Being the mean-spirited one?
Well, the mean-spirited one, you know, I hate to think that they got any pleasure out of it.
You know they do, though. I think there are people who feel better if they can step on people.
Yeah.
Or keep people down. That's a terrible thing to say. But, it's about self-esteem or lack of self-esteem. It's about fear that I'm going to lose something if I give you something. Mm-hmm. So there are emotions involved. And I think, you know, there was some famous guy that worked for one of the president's campaigns. And he was very mean-spirited in his helping this president win. And then he got brain cancer. Mm. And as he was dying, he apologized for all the bad things that he had done. Mm-hmm. So I think there is remorse for people who are mean-spirited. But for the person who is being discriminated against, being held down, it makes you feel less than. Mm-hmm. That, well, maybe I don't deserve that. There's a process I do where I have people line up facing each other, and people on one side are able to look in the eye of the other person. The person across from them cannot make eye contact. They have to look down. And then we asked how that was. You know, for the person that could look at the person, it was, you know, okay. For the person who couldn't, they felt small. They felt less than. And that's what this does. It encourages people to not really ask for what is right and what is equal. The other issue, though, is that it can also make you angry. And in moderation, anger is a good emotion. It helps you find your voice, and it helps you speak up and say, I'm sorry, but that's not fair. You have to give to me what you give to the other people.
Right.
You know, my experience with bereavement leave is so completely the opposite. Last year, I had an uncle who died, and my parents are gone. I have no brothers and sisters. So I had two uncles and one aunt on my mother's side. On my father's side, he had two brothers, and his older brother died last year. He was 95 years old and, you know, lived a long, wonderful life, some wonderful accomplishments. I just wanted to go up to be with my family for the week.
Sure.
And not only did I get the bereavement leave, but we had some American Airlines passes that were sitting around from some things that, you know, some trade outs with American Airlines at the Dallas Voice.
And they gave
me a pass to even get up to New York.
I mean, which, that is so kind. And they didn't have to.
Right.
But that is kind. That is the opposite of what we're talking about right. mean-spirited. Well, it's generous.
Well, it's one of those things, though. My experience is something that I talk about it in terms of what a wonderful experience it was. You know, I wasn't hassled getting up there. When you're going to a funeral, it's out of town, and you have to make the plane reservations, and now that's going to max out that credit card. Those are all stressful
Absolutely.
Things. This was so much the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about some people get, they feel batted down, I get angry, is my
right.
reaction.
You would. I will say to you that you are a white man in America.
Mm-hmm.
if you were a woman, you may feel a little different. I would get angry, too. But I'm a white woman also,
mm-hmm.
I think it just depends on where you come from. But the thing is, people would love for you to feel badly about it and not ask for things, mm-hmm. except not where you work. Where you work, it is a gay-oriented business. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everyone that works there is gay. I don't think they are, or lesbian.
But, not necessarily, no.
But they're very, I think they're very kind people anyway. But on top of that, I think they're very sensitive to discrimination against gays and lesbians.
Mm-hmm. But when I say I get angry, I think Patty is the type who gets angry too. Her approach to her company was not, gee, can I have this time off? Her attitude was,
I'm going.
Aaron's mom died. I need to be in Louisiana this week, and I'll work remotely. Have to take off funeral day, whatever. But
yeah. Oh yeah, there's some things you don't ask for. I mean, I've even told my employers there's some things I'm not going to ask for. I'm just going to tell you. I need to be gone.
And I just want to say that not everyone is in the same context that we're in.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I wish they did, but you know, I think they might get fired. I think they might get demoted. They may not get the good project they want to work on. You're not a team player.
That is true.
You know, and so I'm okay that people want to keep their head down. I really am okay.
I get that. Oh, yeah. Of course I do.
Would it make a difference as far as specifically with the Dallas, city of Dallas did, and they're changing the rules? Let's say that they did allow it, but only for married couples. And in other words, they did recognize same-sex marriage. And would the same rules apply, or even should they apply, for couples who are not married?
The first thing that comes up for me when you say that is, would they recognize Texas marriages?
Well, let's say if they did.
Well, you know, because you can't get married in Texas if you're gay or lesbian.
Well, like the company I work for, they recognize same-sex marriages.
Okay.
So, but I don't think they would do this if Danny and I were married. Mm-hmm. If we're not married. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I always, and I know it's hard. I know this is a difficult thing to say. I always have trouble with absolutes. Mm-hmm. I'm a therapist. I like lots of room. You know, I like the grenade theory.
You're also
than the
like
bullet.
Me, a small company person,
yes.
not a major corporation person. I so didn't fit into corporate America for the 2 years I worked there.
But the thing is, if like with Patty and Aaron, if I knew they had a long-term relationship, I wouldn't even give it a thought.
Right.
If I knew you two had a long-term relationship and a child, I would see it the same. But I think maybe in great big organizations, you can't do that. You have to use a template. Mm-hmm. But I'm more like the spirit of the law. I'm very much like that. Just my personality is that way. I don't like to be boxed in.
Right. And I agree with you with it. That's why when I say a small company type person, when I took my bereavement leave, they knew the situation. They knew it wasn't something I'm making up. They knew it's something.
They knew you.
They knew who I was. Yeah. They remembered when I lost my father 5 or 6 years ago. This wasn't a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You
can
bring
be flexible.
In the whole context. Yeah, I love flexibility.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm thinking that when someone goes to HR, flexibility doesn't work there very well.
Yeah, they, small or big companies, you kind of have to have some
finite parameters.
Yeah, you do.
And guidelines are fine.
And there's nothing wrong with guidelines as far, you know, as long as they're equal and fair to everybody.
Guidelines Absolutely. Are fine. I've always said rules are made to be broken.
Yeah, I don't see guidelines as a rule at all.
No, they're guidelines.
They're helpful things.
They're guidelines. While we're talking about guidelines, one of the guidelines here at KNON is that we raise some money.
Wahoo!
We need some bucks. We have all kinds of pledge premiums to talk about and to give out and to sell. No, it's not selling. It's offering as a
it's a gift
it is a gift
you
a
give
gift.
Us some money
because if
get
we
a
were
gift.
Selling them you couldn't write it off your taxes and right. you can write these off of your taxes
absolutely
what are some of the things we have
well let's just start with the t-shirts that is very much t-shirt weather finally I'm wearing one
and they come in large sizes of which I'm very happy
they come up to quadruple extra large
right.
that's right so they're dock size
Hey, I have an extra large on. There's nothing wrong with that. And we have a new one. It's a Blue Bonnet t-shirt. And we have one for the ladies also. And that's for a pledge of $50. You can also get the Retro Bowling t-shirt. Now, is that
I have
up?
That one.
You have that one?
Uh-huh.
I don't see it hanging
it's
out.
It's not a t-shirt.
It's
a button.
Yeah. That's a cool
one.
I like that one. And that one, that's a pledge for $100. But you can wear that when you're going out.
Yeah, one thing that we have... given on this as a premium, you can write off the entire dollar amount. You can get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit for the entire year. KNON has 40 to 50 benefits a year because we are your live music station. We play great music on the radio, and we bring great music to local stages. if you don't want to miss any of our great stage shows and don't want to think, oh, I don't have the $40 this week, but I do have, it's $500. And the types of things that you get on the list for are all the events at Sons of Herman Hall, everything at Poor David's Pub that we sponsor, the Thanksgiving breakfast in the KNON Live Music Room.
That's a good
deal. We have
deal.
The crawfish boils, the barbecue and blues parties. The blues party goes on like for a weekend. And at every one of these events, it's tickets for two and it's food.
That's
included.
Wonderful.
How many times, you know, $500, you get your money back if you,
oh, you
go to
back.
Half a dozen of these.
Well, yeah. What number would you call in order to make that pledge?
Candy, that number would be 972-647-1893. Although you have a pledge sheet right in front of you, and you
yes,
can just fill it out yourself.
And, and I will.
But, and that number again is 972-647-1893. Josh, Chris, and Doug. All three are standing by.
is that a split personality?
Yes,
it is. Josh
group,
Chris is our split personality board operator. But that Elite Music sponsor is a wonderful one. What mm-hmm. happens is your name just gets on the list to everything for a year. And you get in and you get food and our eternal gratitude. And we've sold some of those. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 647-1893. We need to raise more than $46,000 every month. That's our budget here. If that sounds like a lot, most radio stations, that's their budget for a day. But
wow.
Or a week anyway. But, you know, we're real frugal here. We don't have a whole lot of salaries. We don't have luxurious office space. We have very nice office space. We have a wonderful studio. But the expensive things are things like our tower lease is $4,600 a month. That's 10% of KNON's budget. It's just to rent that space on the tower so that you can hear us. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. One other thing, Josh is just anxious to get to that to the board over there so that he can play our PSA. But KNON is the place that has supported the LGBT community for 30 years, more than 30 years now. We're coming up on our 31st anniversary. We were one of the first shows to go on the air here. We're one of six shows that's left from that original batch of 60 shows that went on the air that week. It's KNON who came to Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance, said, hey, we'd like you to do a gay and lesbian show. Bill Nelson, who was the original host of Lambda Weekly, he said, okay, and then he turned to everybody else and said, what's that? And kind of went on the air and did some music and talked a little bit about what was going on in the gay community, and that's how we started. But we were one of the original ways before Dallas Voice, which is having its 30th anniversary next week. One of the original ways that you could even get information, and if you're outside the Dallas area and the signal goes about 75 to 100 miles in every direction, one of the only ways lots of people can get their information about the LGBT community. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. Support the station that has supported you.
Right.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air, and now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to knon.org. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to knon.org.
Hi, I'm Cleve Jones, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And it's time for the entertainment report.
Alrighty, Oscar-winning screenwriter and LGBTQ activist Dance Lance Black has been re-invited to give the commencement speech at his alma mater, Pasadena City College, after initially being disinvited. Now, let me give the story. I'll try and make it quick. He was invited to give the commencement speech, but then they found out that there's some naked photos of him out there on the internet, which kind of came out like 4 or 5 years ago. Just kind of old news. But I guess once they got a wind of it, they disinvited him. So then the guy that they replaced him with to give the commissioner speech is the director of the public Pasadena Public Health. His name is Eric Walsh. Well, then some students released a video of him preaching, just, oh my God, just going off, condemning gays, women, single parents, celebrities, anybody under the sun. And so they had to remove him. So now the president of the Pasadena College had a meeting, and they decided to forgive themselves and issue an apology to Dustin Lance Black and re-invited him. Now, the thing is that the commencement or the graduation is the 9th, and that's what? Is that this Friday?
Saturday,
this coming Friday or Saturday. He still hasn't responded yet.
Oh.
If he's going to accept it or not. So that's going to be interesting. So I'm going to follow up on a story after the other.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Candy about forgiveness.
Okay.
Yeah. Famed interior designer Nate Berkus married his partner Jeremiah Brent yesterday in New York City. The couple exchanged vows at the New York City Public Library, marking it the first time a gay couple is married at the iconic venue. Now, among the 220 guests attended included celebrities Oprah Winfrey, Rachel Ray, Kathy Lee, and Rebecca Minkoff. Now, you know you're somebody if Oprah Winfrey comes to your wedding.
No kidding.
So, congratulations to them. Giovanni's Room, the oldest LGBT bookstore in the country, located in Philadelphia, will be closing its doors permanently later this month.
And after I saw that. That's sad.
It is sad.
Every time a bookstore closes, I think it is so sad, and they close all the time. It's not just LGBT bookstores.
No, absolutely. You're correct, yeah. Candy. But this one's been in existence for 41 years and simply could not. The owner says they simply couldn't compete with online booksellers for making it difficult for independent bookstores to be profitable. The store was set to be sold by a potential buyer but could not come up with the funds, and then the deal folded. So that's a little sad. I remember, you know, the bookstore we had here on Cedar Springs. It hadn't been around, of course, for 41 years, but I used to love going to that bookstore.
Yes,
when I first, you know, came out, and it folded up too.
But, you know, the question is, in this new era of technology, how do we connect? How do we socialize? How do we find other like-minded people? And a bookstore did all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still have a cart playing.
Yep. That's your music.
No. It's talking.
Over
okay.
me?
Yeah. Okay, it's up now.
Oh, good.
Okay. So.
Okay.
But anyway, what I was saying is that I think it is difficult in this time and era of technology of how do you connect, how do you socialize, and in particular, LGBT folk, how do you find a meeting place? And a lot of times it's online.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some
it used
people,
to be in bookstores, which
bookstores,
was a wonderful way.
And then the bars.
What I call legitimate bookstores. all kinds of bookstores.
Yeah, not those other kinds.
But you could meet there, too. But that's what makes it sad is that it's a meeting place that is no longer there.
All right, now let's go back to Dustin Lance Black. I just find this really interesting, and I don't know how I would respond if I were invited and then disinvited and then invited, re-invited. But I thought this would be an interesting topic for just kind of gays in general, because I thought there was kind of anti-gay what they did to him. And we deal with that a lot. We hear about the issue or the topic of forgiveness. We usually hear about it in religious terms.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fit into counseling terms?
Well, it does. There's another way of looking at it, mm-hmm. another context for it. But I would say that if naked pictures were found of a straight person, I think they'd be disinvited too. I just think that's kind of poor taste. And you know what we do in our youth? It follows us everywhere. I ran for city council, which is a small thing, really, to run for. And if anything, everything you did in your past will come back.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this to you young people. Keep your clothes on if you're going to run for office. Okay. So.
Take a lesson from what happened to Candy.
That sounded like it, didn't it?
No.
Fortunately, I had a clean
life. If you'd like one of those pictures, call us, make a pledge, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. It is Pledge Drive. And thank you, Candy, for adding a pledge premium.
I'll buy all the negatives. Okay. Remember negatives?
Oh, yeah. I do.
So in my business, in the mental health business, I look at forgiveness almost always as an internal process. And that is not only, you know, what does it do to me to carry this angst and these feelings towards someone else, but it almost always circles back to I feel responsible somehow for what happened. And so forgiving myself for what I did. And in your story, I would say that although he may not have self-awareness of it, I bet he's mad at himself. It's very embarrassing now. And even though he's not running for city council, he's, you know, trying to do a good thing and probably has a very good message to deliver to young people.
And we know he's a great speaker.
Oh, he's a
wonderful. Yeah. He was superb, here at Black Tie last
year. Superb speaker.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know who he is, he's the writer of the film Milk.
Right.
Won the Academy Award for it.
Right.
He's a wonderful speaker, though.
So, you know, could be with him some self-disappointment. Some shame,
well,
blaming himself.
He did issue a statement before they re-invited him. You know, he was very angry about it and at them.
Yep.
And you know, he did, you know, make it clear that this happened when he was young and these pictures came out that he had nothing to do with as far as coming out to the public. So I don't know. I kind of agree with him that is something that happened when he was young and that they
absolutely
were released without his knowing or without his permission.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know, but I just wondered, what would you kind of tell him? Should he forgive them and go ahead and go speak, in your opinion?
Well, you can't make yourself do something.
True.
I think he will get there because you don't like that gnawing feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I would say to him is, maybe a way I would make that decision, is my message, will it trump how I feel? And I think his message will. I think he has wonderful things to say to you.
He does.
And so that's what I would look at. Am I going to not let them hear the message I have to deliver because I'm so mad at these people over here? It's kind of like the Clippers, the L.A. Clippers basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
When their owner became so obvious what he was about, they thought of several options of what they could do, and one of them was not play. Not play,
yeah.
And they're in the playoffs,
right.
At which they won, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they did play. And so that trumped however they were feeling about him. I think that's a good example. I don't think they've forgiven him, but they played.
Right.
You know?
Right. They haven't forgiven him, and they wore their jerseys inside out.
Their warm-ups.
Their warm-up jerseys inside out. To make that statement.
Yes. And then everybody else wore black socks
mm-hmm.
in protest. I mean, there's ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I would want him to get his message to those young people.
Mm-hmm. And the student body, they obviously love him because they were the ones who went and dug up and found this video of the other guy.
Right. No. Right. Right.
So, you know, they obviously love him. So I think that's a really good point.
I find that real interesting. It's harder to find some buried random pictures out there, but if this guy makes those kinds of speeches, who did they think they were hiring?
They obviously didn't do their homework.
I mean, it just seems kind of odd.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they were in a hurry.
Yeah.
So they didn't.
And
they
that's
didn't
actually
get the guy very
that's
well.
that's another part of the story. Some were saying that's why they reinvite him because they're running out of time and they don't have time to get anybody else in.
And the students want him.
And the students do want
him.
Yeah.
So. It's their graduation.
Yeah, I think he'll have some message for them now after
that.
He'll add to his message.
Speaking of messages, it is Pledge Drive this week. And we do need you to give us a call. We were just saying before the last break, KNON is the only place on the air that has consistently supported the gay and lesbian community. It's the only station that has consistently had an LGBT show on the air. You know, there are gay personalities on the air on lots of stations.
Oh, of course.
But it's not what they're about. It's not what they're talking about. They're not talking about gay issues. You know, there a show like The Morning Show on Channel 8. He does a good job of bringing on some gay guests, But there's nothing consistent about it. It's nothing that he's working every single day to have on his show. It's something that we work to bring you every single time we're on the air, and we have for more than 1,500 weeks in a row. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We only have Josh and Chris in the room now. I'm not sure what happened to Doc. Oh, there's Doc. He was hiding behind our massive computer console.
He's sitting down enjoying the show.
Enjoying the show.
Yes.
Can you explain the difference between public broadcasting and
community radio? I haven't explained the difference between public broadcasting and community radio stations. When you call in a pledge here, you're not calling to another city to a phone bank. You're actually calling to the studio and talking to Josh, Chris, or Doc.
That's true.
So,
and sometimes you talk to myself, David, or Patty.
That's true.
I mean, we are local. That's another thing that's great about this show. We are local. We do, of course, we talk a lot of national LGBT news, but we have mostly local content, local opinions, local guests.
Yes.
You know, and that's what KNON is about. We are local. Nowhere else are you going to get this much local LGBT information.
That's 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. And if you don't call, I'm not sure if I can forgive. I'm going to be very angry.
You know what I was thinking about today is how long you have been co-hosting this show. And I know David's been doing it longer.
Since a different century.
And how many different days of the week you have done this, and how many different times during those days of the week. And these guys don't get paid. They don't get paid. And it doesn't really impact them in any way monetarily. Like, they can't, you know, they don't get business from this.
No.
They, you know, and I wonder, why do you do this? Why do you come year after year?
Do you know, Patty and I talk about this every pledge drive when we say, why do we do this all the time? It's because we regularly hear from people. When I was growing up, I listened to you. And before I came out, I listened to you. When I was going to Baylor, I would get in my car and drive up to Hillsboro, where I could hear you. When I lived in East Texas, you were the only one there for me, and I hear that regularly, and that's why we do this, because we know that people are out there who this is their only connection to the gay community. We're the only ones who are out there in our bizarre way telling them that they're okay.
Yep.
In our bizarre way.
Those wackos can do this, maybe I'm not that peculiar.
Yes, you are. But still, you do a very good job here.
Well, thank you. But that's why I do it, because we still hear from people that, I mean, I've had people actually say, you saved my life. And that's why it's important for people who can do this, who can call in and make a pledge, 972-647-1893. Call in, make a pledge, and help people who need to be who need the support, that need somebody to tell them that they're okay. They're healthy, normal, regular people, and we're in every family, and we're just a part of the community. There is nothing odd about you. There's nothing, you don't need to be healed with anything other than, just become the best person you can be. One of the reasons that we go out and get such a wide variety of guests is because we want to show who the gay community is.
Right.
It's a broad community. And the other reason we do it is because we love giving out T-shirts. For $40, you can get a KNON T-shirt. The green one with black writing. I like the color. It's just this bright, light green.
And don't forget, what else it's a great time to get in this great weather we're having now? It's an apron. This is a barbecue cooking weather. So get that apron. I think it's $40. Yeah, $40 pledge. I need to get a couple of aprons because Gabrielle wants to cook now.
Ah, she needs an apron.
Good for her.
So.
One of the other new KNON items is an army hat for $40. It's a black hat with a white logo. There's the regular baseball caps. They're $40, also black with a white logo. A KNON poncho. It's black, waterproof, hooded, 2 for $60, and they're black with the white KNON logo. But, get two ponchos. Why? Because the person who you're walking with will go, oh, you look dry. Here, have a poncho. Isn't that nice of us? I just think that's our KNON-friendly design. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And I always say this, give to the station that has supported the gay community longer than anybody. You know, it's great when we see polls that show that more than 50% of people in Texas support relationship recognition of some sort.
Right.
It's getting close to 50% that even support marriage equality,
yes,
in Texas. But KNON got it 30 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way longer before it was cool.
Before
or politically correct.
Oh, they got criticized and almost lost their license over us. Seriously, there have been license challenges because of our show over the years. Just help KNON with a few dollars. $40 really makes a difference, and that's the amount for one of our regular T-shirts. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. That money does make a difference. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of the people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
This is Alex Hanselka, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM, Dallas.
I think
that was Alex.
We did choose correctly.
It was Alex. We haven't heard from Alex in a while, but he's still doing our website.
He lives
in San Antonio now.
Yep.
Alex was one of our wonderful volunteers that we had here on Lambda Weekly, and is still volunteering. Doing our website. It's Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Josh with his split personality and Doc with his three personalities are all here answering phones. 972-647-1893. We have lots of pledge premiums.
Here's another good one.
Yeah.
That I didn't have. I've never really caught this one. Again, great weather. Sun is shining. We have KNON Ray-Ban style sunglasses.
I've got four pair.
Really?
Uh-huh, because I gave a pledge, and I think it's a $25 pledge, right?
It's now $35.
Oh. So I got four pair, and I put them on the other day, yesterday, to sit out on my patio.
Yeah.
Of course, I have four pairs, so I have them everywhere. But they're very convenient, and I thought I looked extremely cool.
I'm sure you did. Why? Because it had a KNON logo on it.
That's right.
Yep. So give us a call, 972-647-1893, and get those glasses.
You know, we like to be real specific what your money's paying for.
Mm-hmm.
On the other stations, you're paying for the programming. You're paying for the expensive salaries. You're paying for a lot of things that – here you're paying for the office rent, $2,269. Our portion of that, divide that by 60, and that's about what our portion of that is. It's not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's making a $40 pledge is paying our portion of the rent.
Yes.
That's how important that that one little pledge is. Electricity at the tower. You know, we have to rent the tower for $4,600, 10% of the station's budget every month. But then we have to pay electricity down there. When you're sending out 55,000 watts of electricity, that comes to $1,200 a month in electric bill.
But that means a lot of people are picking us up, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It sends the signal far.
Yeah.
You know, all the way to East Texas, goes way past Fort Worth, goes down
to
Hillsboro.
Waco. Yeah.
Goes all the way up almost to the Red River. That's a lot of people
that
it's taken in.
So we know you're out there. So pick up the phone. Don't sit on the fence. Don't wait. Call us at 972-647-1893. And one other thing we other add. you don't have to pay like immediately if you don't have it. You have 3 months to pay.
Hmm.
3 months.
Yeah, we get credited for it as long as it comes in before next pledge drive.
Exactly.
And credited for it is one of those things that I hope everybody understands. When the station looks at which shows to continue running, they look at how many pledges you've gotten, how many dollars you collected. So we need you to pledge, even if you can't do a large pledge, you know, those $25 pledges that'll get you the new KNON Frisbee Sport Flyer, or if you can do the $1,000 studio plaque, that would be great. Your name would be here in the studio. It's in a frame plaque. That the plaque wall is growing, because we do actually get those. You know, some people say, oh, sure, $1,000 plaque. But there are people who are listening who can make that kind of a pledge. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. If somebody can pledge, we need about $100,000 still to end pledge drive. You want to end it tomorrow, we can. Just call us, make $100,000. Laurent is laughing. You don't ask, you don't get.
That's true.
Who was our guest a couple of weeks ago? Funniest guest we had, Leslie Jordan.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, you're not going to get Leslie on the show. You don't ask, you don't get. We asked. Leslie said, well, do you think it'll help sell tickets? I said, of course it will. He said, okay, I'll do your show. You know, who's,
but see, I think that's what's important, too, is that let's say that you live a comfortable life, that you're out at work and at home with your family. This is a very entertaining show. Just to listen to the show, listen to the current events, listen to political points of view, it's a very good show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We try.
It's great.
We try to vary it up.
We do.
Well, that's, you know, we had Leslie Jordan a few weeks ago. It's our most downloaded show already.
Uh-huh.
Because he was just hysterical. And we followed that up with, you know, a much more serious topic the next week. But we try to show the broad diversity of the gay and lesbian and transgender community. Because
I thought you said we tried to fairy it up. But
no, very.
Very.
But we have ferried it up before.
We have.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah, at times.
972-647-1893. 647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
Well, let's go back to our entertainment news, because you saw somebody.
Oh, I saw Bette Midler this week.
Yeah.
She was performing, not performing, she was speaking at a fundraiser for Jewish Family Services. Eight gay guys there and about 1,600 elderly Jewish women. And she was fabulous. She was talking about her nonprofit. She was talking about all the work Jewish Family Services does. They're a non-religious organization, and they do things like they have job counseling. They have
mental health counseling.
Mental health counseling of all sorts, services for the elderly, mm-hmm. services for children, adoption programs. In fact, the adoption program, remember Danny who catered our when we had Angela
yeah. uh-huh.
in the studio with Philip mm-hmm. Kingston when they were here, and Danny catered. The adoption program is named after Danny's mom.
Oh,
yeah. Because she was the first one that did an adoption through them. But they have all kinds of those kinds of services. Social services. And so Bette was talking about her social service that she started in New York. She started off by picking up trash in New York.
Huh.
In parks that were filthy. And then as she started doing that and cleaning up these little parks, she got grants to not just clean up the park, but turn them into community gardens and to put park benches.
And playgrounds,
along one seashore, there's a bike path and trees, and they've planted. She teamed with Mayor Bloomberg. There was a million tree program for the city. They've planted 875,000 of those trees so far. I mean, just...
Yes.
Fabulous things. And she was talking about how when you make a donation, it's real easy to make a donation. I want to do something for the food pantry. I want to buy them food. And she said, yeah, they can get their own food. What they can't do is get the money to pay for the rent, pay for the electricity, pay for the person who has to work in the food pantry stocking the shelves. She said, I give money and I tell them, you just use it for what you need it for.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful talk. Anyway, we got there. There was a meet and greet ahead of time, and all these groups of women are taking their pictures with Bette. We were the very last ones at the meet and greet. And they said to us, you know, because they knew from a newspaper, don't ask her questions. You know, just be friendly, but no questions. Just leave her be. So she's not really talking to any of the people. She was greeting them, very, very friendly, you know, greeting them. And they're arranging her for the pictures and next one and one after the other after the other. We're the last group. She looked at us. She said, my gaze.
She perked up, didn't she?
She did. She knew. So all we said really were longtime fans. Uh-huh. She was sweet as can be. We have two things. Just comment on that. When people like her are really giving to their fans, when somebody like Leslie Jordan, you know, can we sell more tickets to raise more money when I'm there? Sure, I'll do your show. He, just like we don't get anything for doing this show, he didn't get anything for doing this. And in fact, he had arranged ahead of time, he arranged his flight back from Europe for Saturday so he could be on our show Sunday.
That's really good. You know,
And then there are people like, what's her name, who's constantly into counseling and therapy and being put away. What's her name?
Whoever it is, we love her.
Miss Twerking person.
I can't think of her name.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. We are old people here in the studio.
Yeah. You all are gay. You should get this.
Yeah, we know.
Gay men, I should say. You know, I tend to think that people are inherently good. Just like you can see different kinds of animals coming together, the lion and the lamb, sometimes you see that. Sometimes you see people just being really, really good. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to give back, but I also think it's natural for a lot of people. And although we have to maybe have something called pay it forward, mm-hmm. that should come naturally for us. We have something called Kindness Month or Kindness Week, if y'all ever heard of that. And it's, you know, purposefully focus on doing kindnesses during the day. I think those are good reminders to us. But I also think we do it every day. I mean, I love it when men open the door for me when I'm going into some building or something. I think that is so kind, and I always say, oh, a gentleman, because I want to reinforce that. I open doors for people. I like to let people...
It's just politeness.
Yes. Yeah. Let people go through, you know, at the intersection when everybody gets there at the same time.
Do you know one thing Beth did say? She said, because they showed film of clips from all of the things that she's done over the years. And so she was talking about how when you're this fortunate, when you've been this lucky to have gotten this many good roles and to have so many fans, and she said, yeah, I kind of felt like I owed it. You know, somebody, when she was talking about the garbage in the parks to some people, they looked at her and said, do something about it. And she said, it's my time to do something. I will.
And I think it's easier when you're in that position. But let's say...
But how many people in that position do we hear about who don't do that?
Right, right. And they certainly can.
And they can.
But it's that attitude of, I made it myself, you can too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When maybe other attitudes are, because I am doing okay, I want to help you do okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's just a different mindset.
Yeah. Which brings us back to, why do we do this? Because we hear from people that we do help people. And if you'd like to help some people, it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. KNON needs your help right now. We have all kinds of shows that are entertaining, that help people, but the only way we can do it is with your pledge, 972-647-1893.
And over the past 3 years, you know, KNON's had to let go about 18 different shows because of lack of support. Don't let Lambda Weekly be one of those.
Yeah, just because we've been here for 30, almost 31 years, doesn't mean they're not looking at us the same way.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't
let us become a Giovanni's room.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Right. Well, that would give us 10 more years.
That would give us 10 more years.
Is that someone we lost?
No, that's the bookstore
in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, 972-647-1893. Candy, you are doing a talk about love addiction.
Yes.
What is that?
I think it's something that has to do with thinking that love should always be a rush. You should always just absolutely adore the person you're with and can't wait to be with them, to the exclusion of everyone else, all your friends, all your family, all your activities. And to me, that is an obsession. That is not love. But sometimes we don't know the difference.
It's also called being 19 years old.
Oh, you know, I see people in their 50s doing it. It's not,
really?
It's not about age.
Yeah.
It is about having a hole in your system that you think another person should fill. Another person can't fill us up. They cannot do that. We have to do that ourselves. And one of the ways to do that, there's several ways to do that, but is to figure out, why am I this way? And not to look for labels, not to say that you're borderline personality disorder or bipolar, but really to look
like
at your
Laurent.
Family of origin. To look at your family of origin and see what kind of abandonment stuff went on at home. It could be, you know, mother left or daddy left, but it could be mother was sick, daddy was sick, alcoholism. Maybe your parents were love addicts and fought all the time, because love addiction isn't all about feeling good. A lot of it is feeling bad. Where is that person? Checking up on them all the time, wanting them to, you know, back in the day, wear a beeper so you'd know where they were.
Right.
Now, you know, you check on their phone and see where they are. I mean, that is not love, honey. That is
obsession
yeah. and possession.
Have you seen, or do you see more a difference within the LGBT community between lesbians and gay men?
You know, I really don't, Laurent. It's interesting. I'll go to workshops and they'll talk about gender differences. Men are this way and women are that way. And I see the same gender on my sofa and it's the same thing. It's a family of origin issue. And what happens is that you have abandonment issues. You find someone that's going to make it up for you. And it's a what we call a back walking away. It's an unavailable person. So the same thing happens to you over and over and over again. And you swear you'll never do it again. You promise yourself you'll keep your friends close when you get a new relationship. Mm-hmm. But you don't. It's a pattern.
Do you think part of the reason for some of that has to do with most gay people, more and more they are coming out in their teens, but most gay people don't come out until their 20s, maybe even late teens, 19, 20, and then older. Right. And during their teens, when most people are learning how to date, most, and you have parents there to even encourage you and give you some guidance, you're not getting that guidance as a teenager, because you're either not dating, it's not real dating, you might be going out with somebody, but it's, you're gay and you're doing this fake dating, or you're doing it secretly with somebody
right,
of your own gender.
That's kind of a problem, that secret thing. I think that dynamic doesn't set up love addiction. What sets up love addiction is abandonment at home. But I think coming out later than dating later than straight people is that for men, it can be very sexual. It's coming out sexually. For women, it's coming out for love. It could be both. But the point being is that dating, to me, is a way to pass your time. On Monday, you watch Monday Night Football if you're a lesbian. On Saturday, you have a date. On Wednesday, you read a book. It's passing your time. It's entertaining yourself. Now, what will happen is eventually you'll fall in love with someone, probably someone you're dating, and you'll make a commitment to that person. But dating is not about finding a lover. Dating is about entertaining yourself. It's not so desperate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But when you're doing it as a teenager, you learn how to do it properly. Dating people who come out later, if they've just come out, it's real peculiar dating.
Well, it is, because I think it's adolescence is something to never be repeated.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult thing. I always thought that maybe hell would be going back to being an adolescent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's even more difficult if you're 40 and you just come out. You really do date like a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we have some uniquenesses that as it becomes more acceptable that there are gays and lesbians, and you can tell right out of the birth canal, I think that, you know, we'll be on the same par as far as experiences mm-hmm. dating. But half of all marriages end in divorce.
That's right.
You know, it is difficult to live with another person.
Yeah.
But I can help you. I can help you.
And we can help you. We can help you by keeping this radio show on the air. It is Pledge Drive here at KNON, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Help keep us on the air. We're Lambda Weekly. We'll be around for a few minutes after the show. We've been here for you for 30 years, and we want to keep doing this, so give us a call. Some of our one of the things that you can do is ask your employer if they do any matching gifts.
Yes.
Because you can double the amount that you're actually giving to KNON. Another thing that you can do that really does help is a monthly bank draft. That way you don't have to call us each pledge drive.
Right.
You can do one small monthly amount. When I say small, that small amount adds up. A $10 pledge is $120 a year. You can get a pledge premium as if it's $120. Our concert folding chairs are $100, and those are great. If you go to any outdoor concerts, they're nice, low-to-the-ground seating, and that's for a $100 pledge. If you want to pledge online, go to KNON.org. We actually get, you know, when we're saying, oh, the phones aren't ringing, we on this show actually get about half of our pledges online.
Right.
So go, because a lot of people listen to our podcast afterwards. If you're listening on podcast, 972-647-1893.
And if you give online, be sure that you put in Lambda Weekly.
And there's a space for it right there that to fill out. 972-647-1893. We will see you next week.
See you. Thank you, Candy.
Bye.